This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Spotify and Netflix are problems. Ross Douthat, the conservative and religion columnist for the New York Times, supports the right's dismantling of the cathedral, controlled by the left liberal establishment, but worries that its extremism in the cultural wars will not create a reasonable balance, but simply an equal reaction to its action, changing nothing. Interesting, right? A bit out of my lane. I can't forecast the changing weather and the cultural winds, but I do know something about workers, and what's happening to them in the corporate takeover of culture is a real issue. Two articles were disturbing. One was the Spotify syndrome in the New Yorker by Washu, and the other was casual viewing in N1 by Will Tavlin about Netflix. Both of these pieces were long form, so they require commitment, but are worth the climb. I found them very similar despite the difference in subjects. Obviously, in the corporate phenomenon world, they are wildly successful, world-changing business enterprises that have disrupted whole cultural industries. Spotify has done so in music and Netflix and TV and film, but both have achieved this as early movers in streaming over the internet, where digital products have eviscerated physical objects like records and CDs, as well as blockbuster storefronts, legacy broadcasters, and movie theaters. The authors of these articles focus largely on the dumbing down and deterioration of the product. In Spotify, their business model is becoming more and more like Muzak, where they hire musicians to deliver playlists and algorithmic pleasing pap to compete with recognized artists who they're paying peanuts. Netflix, Tavlin argues, is just pushing out direct without any concern for the quality because its business model is based on subscribers and their overall attention, where they're willing to sell anything to anyone without any interest or concern about the quality except for marketing and reputational purposes. They've wiped out the industry's middle-class wages by eliminating residuals, shortening the series offerings, decreasing marketing of titles, and more, so that editors, directors, and talent outside the A-list has been forced to strike. This business model is disgorging workers and livelihoods on a daily basis. There's nothing warm and fuzzy about any of this. One Netflix executive explained the end of paying residuals by saying simply, "You don't pay the plumber who fixed your pipes every time thereafter when you flush," or words to that effect. Wow. Neither company is usually so plain-spoken or transparent about their business models. Spotify, according to the New Yorker, dissembles completely about how much of their content is not plain vanilla music contracting. The actual musicians, desperate to hold on to a career in the field, take the jobs to make the paycheck while getting no recognition and usually nothing, even if their compositions get millions of downloads. Netflix, for its part, in making Wall Street investors happy, fudges on the number of viewers on particular shows in a mind-numbing fashion, claiming that titles were watched hundreds of millions of times, even as no one can remember them, and they disappear from the algorithm recommendations within days of being presented. In the same way Spotify provides background listening, Netflix provides the equivalent in video, including a feature that will put something on the screen for you based on their algorithm when you can't make up your mind about any particular show you want to watch. Both of these pieces argue with different degrees of intensity that what these streamers are serving is garbage. The actual garbage men and women are doing their best within these parameters to provide good content, but they're paid a pittance. Douthat can worry about the culture, but there's no way to take a hard look at these big streamers and not become a screamer about the way they're killing music and film culture and exploiting the workers. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.